Support provided by the Center for Breast Health at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering 3D mammography, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and stereotactic biopsy. Tours of the center available at 618-988-7001.
In Carbondale, the next New Humanist Forum takes place this coming Sunday, January 15th at 12:15 at Carbondale's Unitarian Fellowship. The title is Who Owns National Television News? And will be presented by Dr. Eileen Meehan, SIU professor in the College of Mass Communications and Media Arts. She studies media ownership and the structure of large media corporations. This event is free and the community is invited. In the arts in Washington County, February the 18th, the Nashville Community High School Drama Club is hosting the Princess Bride Dinner Theater again on February the 18th at the high school. In Carbondale, the next Neighborhood Alliance meeting will take place on Saturday, January the 21st. Topics of discussion include the financial aspects of home buying and also reports from various neighborhoods and community organizations. And again, this will take place on Saturday, January the 21st at the First United Methodist Church in Carbondale starting at 10 a.m. Good Tuesday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. In 1908, on this day, Grand Canyon National Monument is created. And in 1998, at the People's Choice Awards, the big winners, Jerry Seinfeld and Tim Allen. Locally, Friday, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri invites you to a reception at the Boot Heel Regional Judged Photography Show. The event starts at 5 at the Sykeston Depot Museum. In Carbondale, the University Women's Professional Advancement Group is accepting nominations for the 2017 UWPA Mentorship Awards. To nominate somebody, you need to include a letter that provides a specific description of those activities that your nominee does, and the award ceremony and scholarship fundraising reception is planned for March the 30th. For more information, call 453-1099 and ask for Carol. Tomorrow at the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center, it's a free public event known as the Feeding Frenzy, where you can get an up-close look at what it takes for the staffers to feed all the reptiles and amphibians and fish at the center. Call 573-290-5218. In Carterville, the Ann West Lindsay District Library has some events and programs planned for 2017. And for more information, call the library in Carterville at 985-3298. By the way, the library in Carterville has a Shakespeare reading group, and you can learn more by seeing the link on our website. And that's the January the 11th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good morning. 2017 is now 11 days old. And on the WSIU Almanac, 52 years ago, the Surgeon General announced that smoking may lead to health problems. The founder of the Wilderness Society, Aldo Leopold, was born on this day in 1887. And happy 70th birthday to Naomi Judd. Locally, starting off with some warmer thoughts, the Southern Illinois Boat and Fishing Show gets underway on February the 3rd in Marion, and then on February the 11th, you can run in a Fly with the Eagles half marathon at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. The Science Center inside the University Mall in Carbondale has been hosting various speakers as a part of the Traveling Smithsonian exhibit, Waterways, and the speaker tomorrow will be, well, yours truly. I will be speaking at the Science Center at 7 o'clock with an audio presentation of the fascinating myriad unique sounds of water in Southern Illinois. Another personal development type of a workshop is also held tomorrow, a New Year, New You shopping trip at the Osage Center with a registered dietitian and information on buying healthy food. For more information, call 573-339-6601. This Monday in Centralia at the Centralia Cultural Society, auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace are being held. Auditions run Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. And that's the January the 11th edition of the WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.